great classic author of the Syrian Church, St. Ephrem is universally known as the lyre or harp of the Holy Spirit, due to his immense theological and poetical productivity.
Ephrem left an enormous amount of literary works, almost all in poetic form of one kind or another.
His poems in the liturgical books of the Syrian Church are famous. They appear in the form of the Midrash, or poetic homily, which celebrates the mystery of Christ and of Our Lady.
St. Jerome tells us that Ephrem's works came to be read in various churches after the reading from the Holy Scriptures.
Ephrem was born about the year 306 in Nisibis, today's Nisibin in southeast Turkey. The name of Mesopotamia, as his country was then known, has an archaeological ring about it, situated as it was between those two celebrated rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, with all their echoes of ancient civilizations. In Ephrem's time, Mesopotamia was a province of the Roman Empire. Idolatry was still practiced, and Christianity was taking root very slowly in the wake of the imperial persecutions.
A pupil of James, Bishop of Nisibis, Ephrem was ordained to the diaconate about 337 and remained a deacon all his life. The order of deacons had been instituted for service to the poor, and Ephrem was faithful to his commitment. Shortly before he died, Mesopotamia was hit by a disastrous famine. Ephrem led the organization of relief and help for the sick, including the provision of 300 ambulances or litters.
Although Ephrem lived the life of a hermit, he was appointed headmaster to the school in Nisibis. There he taught until the city was conquered by the Persians in 363, after being besieged three times. Together with most of his fellow Christians, Ephrem went to live in Edessa, in the Roman province of Syria. Here he founded the Persian School, so called because many of its Christian students were of Persian origin. From the 2nd century, the Theological School of Edessa had been a seminary for the Persian clergy and was the centre of academic and literary activity in Syria. Linked closely to that of Antioch, the school was devoted to the literal interpretation of Scripture. Ephrem made numerous commentaries on the Scriptures. This fragment comes from a commentary on the prophet Joel, whom Ephrem quotes in the opening line.
And your floors shall be filled with wheat, and the presses shall overflow equally with wine and oil. This has been fulfilled mystically by Christ, who gave to the people whom he had redeemed, that is, to his church, wheat and wine and oil in a mystic manner. For the wheat is the mystery of his sacred body, and the wine his saving blood. And again, the oil is the sweet oil with which those who are baptized are signed, being clothed in the armaments of the Holy Spirit.
From a hymn on oil and the olive comes the following verse.
That oil is a friend of the Holy Spirit and his servant. Like a disciple, it accompanies him, that with which the priests and the anointed are sealed. By means of the oil, the Holy Spirit impresses his seal upon the sheep. Like a signet pressed in wax, he impresses his seal. So also the invisible seal of the Spirit is impressed on our bodies with the oil with which we are anointed in baptism, whereby we bear his seal.
Ephrem treated in metrical works many points of doctrine and discipline. He taught in Edessa until his death in 373, and it was there that he composed the greater part of his work.
Adam sinned and earned all sorrows, and the world, following his lead, all guilt. And it took no thought of how it might be restored, but only of how its fall might be made more pleasant for it. Glory to him that came and restored it.
Ephrem was a contemplative, mystical writer, and as a modern historian comments, gained from his studies and contacts with God a knowledge of the divine mysteries of which he sings in his works. He exalts the beauty of faith in order to defend orthodoxy, and he instructs the faithful with his songs. He was one of the earliest writers of hymns, an activity which he began at first in opposition to local heretics, who were spreading their doctrines by means of sung verses. Several of his hymns were adopted in the Syrian liturgies. The Syrians called him Eloquent Mouth, Doctor of the World, and Pillar of the Church, and his praises were sung throughout the East.
He that is good takes care in two respects. He wills not to repress our freedom, nor yet does he allow that we abuse it. For had he repressed it, he had taken away its strength, and had he abandoned it, he had deprived it of his help.
Ephrem's work, called An Almost Untouched Storehouse of Treasures, was only written in Syriac, but at a very early date, translations were made into Greek, Armenian, Coptic, Arabic, and Ethiopian. His exegetical commentaries are in prose and follow the Antioch tradition. His homilies are in metre, in seven-syllable lines, called the Ephremic metre. The greater part of his works are moral discourses, monetary or penitential. He also wrote four poems against Julian the Apostate. Ephrem chose poetry as his medium because it was easier to present the truths of faith to the Eastern mind in poetic form than any other.
You alone and your mother are more beautiful than any others, for there is no blemish in you, nor any stains upon your mother. Who of my children can compare in beauty to these? Behold, my beloved, beneath the earth are the corpses, the bodies of the entombed, but in heaven are the almsgivers. Earth and heaven bear the remains of men, and both would cry out were the just to be treated unjustly. Praise to the sun, who with a blast of his trumpet will open the graves, and the dead will rise.
The poems of Ephrem are doctrinal, moral, polemical, liturgical. The Songs of Nisibis, called his most sincere poetry, is a composition basically historical in which he narrates his country's misfortune during the Persian War. But Ephrem rises to his greatest heights in his poems to Mary. In the words of a modern critic, his harp resounds to the praises of Mary more frequently than that of any other poet or orator of Christian antiquity. He loves to sing of her stainless virginity, her truly divine maternity, her freedom from sin. In Mary, we are told, he saw all the attributes which in the course of the centuries were defined and sealed as dogma. He preceded all the Marian definitions, calling the Mother of Jesus Redeemer of Slaves and Salvation of all the world, Crown of Virgins, Peace, Joy, and Salvation of the world, Peacemaker of heaven and earth.
Awake, my harp, your songs in praise of the Virgin Mary. Lift up your voice and sing the wonderful history of the Virgin, the daughter of David, who gave birth to the life of the world. Who loves you is amazed, and who would understand is silent and confused. Because he cannot probe the mother who gave birth in her virginity. If it is too great to be clarified with words, the disputants ought not on that account cross swords with your son. in the womb of Mary, the infant was formed, who from eternity is equal to the Father. He imparted to us his greatness and took on our infirmity. He became mortal like us and joined his life to ours, so that we might die no more. This virgin became a mother while preserving her virginity, and though still a virgin, she carried a child in her womb, and the handmaid and work of his wisdom became the Mother of God.
When the church extolled the woman clothed like the sun, it was in the words of Ephrem, more splendid than the sun. Not only all beautiful, not only stainless, but also mediatrix of all that there is in the world. Ephrem possessed the concept of the universal intercession of Mary long before such an idea was generally accepted. As theologian and poet of the Mother of God, he has never been surpassed. It's not known exactly when Ephrem died. Some say in 378 or 379. Others that he died in his hermit's cave in 373, shortly after the famine he did so much to combat. In 1920, Ephrem was proclaimed a Doctor of the Church.
Blessed are you, O night, the last, which completed the night of the Exodus from Egypt. Celebrating this minor Pasch, our Lord made himself the great Pasch, one Pasch inserted in the other, a feast in a feast. Behold the Passover which passes away, and that which does not pass. One prefigures, the other is accomplishment. Blessed are you, O holy place, where our Lord broke the bread that had become his body. The narrow refuge opened out to the whole world, which was entirely conquered by it. With Moses, there came from the glorious mountaintop a covenant to last but a short time. From this modest abode, instead, there came a pact of extraordinary greatness that changed the whole world. O blessed room, which, though narrow, stands before the whole world, what was done in you this night, though so little, fills the entire universe. O blessed supper room, in which bread was broken by consecrated hands, within your walls was crushed into the chalice of salvation the little cluster of grapes born of Mary.